Good morning, Chelvest and Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Sunday the 17th of May, and this is Adrian Dale back in the hot seat with the Daily Podcast. Well, thank you to everyone who sent in their good wishes for my day off yesterday. It was a slightly surreal experience, but a welcome one, after 10 weeks of doing the same things every day. It was very strange sitting with Helen in the garden all morning, keeping 4 metres apart. We positioned our seats so that the wind was blowing away from us both, and we were then able to talk without masks. I have to say, if this is the new normal, then I really don't like it. It was quite cold, and so I had to wear my high-vis thermal jacket in the garden. So much for a day without high-vis. We then went walking, but we wore our masks so that we could be close enough to talk without shouting, but I made sure that Helen was always upwind of me. You see, Helen's immune system isn't strong after many years of arthritis medication. Now, I've known Helen for 11 years, and in that time she's had several serious respiratory illnesses. She caught swine flu in 2009. She's no idea how, but I had dinner with her the day she started showing symptoms. I was fine and I didn't catch it, but to this day she doesn't know how she made it home from Northampton to Lincoln. She then caught a bad dose of influenza from a gig she attended at the University of Lincoln. It was Freshers Week and her favourite band was playing. She was twice the age of everyone there, but within days she was seriously ill. We brought her back to Chelveston and she stayed in her room for 2 weeks in complete isolation until she recovered. Then she caught another serious dose of influenza when someone at the Tate Britain sneezed on her while she was standing next to a painting. And between these bouts there have been countless common colds caught from travelling on the trains or tubes to work or art exhibitions. So just imagine if any one of these infections had been COVID-19, caught from someone out and about in their normal daily lives. COVID-19 is more infectious and more deadly than the common cold or influenza. But much worse, it's infectious even if the carrier isn't showing symptoms. Any of these incidents could have killed her. Now, these aren't unusual incidents. Most people catch a common cold at least once a year. Unfortunately, almost everyone recovers. But now we've got a new virus in town, a novel coronavirus. I say novel because coronaviruses are not new. They're actually one of the four causes of the common cold that we all catch each year. But up until now, coronaviruses have been just a nuisance, not deadly. Now, all the research into a cure for the common cold has failed. And so far, no vaccine has been found because there have been multiple causes and many strains of the virus circulating each year. So now we have a virus that we can all catch as easily as we catch colds, but 1% of us catching it, usually the most vulnerable, will die. Now, with a population of 66 million, that means upwards of 600,000 people might die if we do nothing. Not immediately, but eventually. So we can't return to normality where we catch colds every year just as a matter of course. The crowded shops, the bars, the restaurants and sports venues will not discriminate between the common cold and COVID-19. You'll catch either, but it'll be a toss of the coin which decides which you catch. For most of you, it won't matter. You'll survive, but it won't be a pleasant few weeks if you catch COVID-19. However, for many and their families, it'll be hell on earth. So what can we do? Well, the country has now lost the battle of virus elimination. The virus is everywhere and it's here to stay. And I doubt if we have the political will to win the battle of virus containment. The population will not accept mandatory testing and confinement on a large scale. So we now have to live with the virus risk and we need to manage that risk personally. For most of the young and fit, this will be no problem. Certainly no worse than drinking too much, recreational drugs or unprotected sex. And they've all done all of these to excess for generations. However, for the more elderly or the clinically vulnerable, a new world has dawned. That next cold might not be a cold. It could be COVID-19 and curtains. Now, the government needs to relax the lockdown to get the country moving again for the benefit of all. However, it cannot eliminate the risk that comes with doing this. Infection rates have certainly dropped off in the last 2 weeks, but we're now on a plateau with some signs of rising in some areas. So for the foreseeable future, we'll all be in a daily struggle to manage the risk as a nation so that most people are okay. But for us and our families, the situation is much more personal. We're not statistics, we are people. People are exposed to this virus every time they go out and about in public, just like they are with the common cold. Now, I hope in the next 2 weeks we'll move to a new phase where we can properly meet our loved ones. But I'm under no illusions. I know the risks that this will carry. In our family, we will do everything we can to protect ourselves when we go out. But we know that this new normal will be very different. Helen has realised that she needs to find a mask that she can wear for 8 hours if she ever wants to visit an art gallery in London again. Lynn knows that the foreign holidays she loves may now involve weeks of quarantine on either side of the holiday. Me, I'm quite happy cutting the grass in the village. Outdoors all day, waving to the people from a distance. I can view art on the internet if I wanted to, and I could watch travel programmes on TV anyway. And I hate catching colds, and I certainly don't want COVID-19. But a simple life of no risk is my choice. You all need to decide your level of risk. But the key thing you need to understand is that never again will we have zero risk from this virus. Barring, of course, a miracle. But that's Michelle's department, not mine. So please, folks, stay safe and look after yourselves and your loved ones. Do everything you can to protect those you love. Thank you.